Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha section from Daf Memvav emerges from the Gemara in the bottom of Memvav Amebeis that discusses the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says Dover She'ena Miskaving is mutter. The position of Rabbi Shimon is the position that we accept la halacha, and as we pointed out in the Daf Shir, Rabbi Shimon will allow an individual to do a malacha that has the potential for a Yisur Daraisa, and we do not follow the opinion that says that if it has the potential for the Yisur Daraisa, then it's going to be Asur Midrabanan. Rather, in all cases, we paskin, Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a Dover Sheinu Miskaven, it is Mutter. It is well known, and we've discussed this in previous Shi'urim as well, that the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the opinion of Abaye V'Rava, that Rabbi Shimon is Moda if you have a Psik Reshe. So let us discuss Psik Reshe tonight, and Suffolk Psik Reshe. Psik Reshe is, let's start with Dover Sheinu Miskaven. There are three different instances of halacha, starting from Dover Sheinu Miskaven, going to Psik Reshe, going to Psik Reshe Delo Nichale, and finally we're going to introduce the idea of Suffolk Psik Reshe, which is conjured up in our Gemara. We'll give examples of all of them. Our Gemara gave an example of a Dover Sheinu Miskaven as an individual who is dragging a bench from one place to the next. He's not sure if a hole is going to be made in the ground. In such a case, Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Lamed Zayin. The lashon of the Mechaber is Hilchach Gor Adam Mita Kisa V'Safsel Shin Lamed Zayin Aleph.
As long as the individual's intention is not to make a hole, the halacha says that it is permissible.
However, the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that in a case of where it's inevitable, for example, the Gemara over there is describing someone who actually furrows, and he knows for sure that he's going to furrow in the land, so then in such a case, the halacha says that if it's a psik reshe, it's going to be osur, and could very well be even chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says that, however, if it's a case in which the furrowing is taking place in the land of his friend, and he's not getting any benefit from the Harisha. In other words, the one who's furrowing doesn't get any benefit for him. He's not getting paid for it. He's not getting any benefit. So then in such a case, according to the opinion of Tosfos, that becomes, as Rashi says, psik reisha de lo ichpas le, and some call that a psik reisha de lo nichale. And if he's not getting anything positive out of that action, so then in such a case, there are some who claim that it's mutter, some who claim that it's aser derabanan, and if you look back in our previous shiurim, towards the end of the second perek, we discussed this inyan of psik reisha de lo nichale as a separate topic in of itself, discussing the status of LED lights. I'd like to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem, now that we've been introduced to three different types of instances, Dover Sheinu Miskaven, Psik Reshe, and Psik Reshe Delo Nichle. Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter, Psik Reshe is Aser, Psik Reshe Delo Nichle is in Machlokas Rishonim. What about a Suffolk Psik Reshe? In Simin Shin Tez Zayin, the Mishnah Brura quotes a Taz. Mishnah Brura can be found in Sif Katan Tezayin of Simin Shin Tezayin, Shin Tezayin Tezayin, that discusses the following Taz in regards to trapping. The Taz says that it's an Iser Derabanan for an individual to trap flies on Shabbos, and therefore one has to be careful for Psik Reshe if one is going to close, let's say, a toy chest, and there's going to be flies in there, you have to be careful that there aren't flies. However, the Taz says, if a person with a wave of a hand attempts to remove the flies, even if he's not positive that he's not going to be trapping any flies, he's still a suffolk. So says the Taz, that's a suffolk psik reshe, and a suffolk psik reshe is going to be acceptable. In other words, if he's not sure that the psik reshe is going to take place, in such a case, we allow the individual to close the toy chest. Be'er Halacha goes on to show that this is really a Gemara We learned Amim Aleph Amim Beis according to the Ramban. The Gemara Amim Aleph Amim Beis told us that if an individual has a metal utensil that was hot, one has to be careful not to pour water inside if one intends to forge the metal. The Ramban points out that even though it's a psik reshe that the metal is going to be forged, the Gemara said, Bilvad shelo yiskaven litzaref, he has to be careful not to intend to forge the metal. Which is mashma, that if his intention was not to be mitzaref, even if it's inevitable, says the Ramban, the halacha is that it's mutter. Why? Says the Ramban, because it's not, we don't know that all metals are forgeable material at that particular heat, and so on. So he's not doing a definite process of forging the metal, melting the metal, if he doesn't know that this metal is subject to going through this melting process with the cold water. Says the Be'er Halacha, the Ramban is introducing the idea of a suffek psik reshe. In a case of where the metzius is not clear, so then in such a case, like the Taz, it will be mutter. It seems that the Be'er Halacha would follow this lahalacha, which means that we've discussed in the past sensors, that if a person passes a sensor, could very well be, as we argued, Rav Nevenzal is of this position, that psik reshe delo nichalei would be usher even in nisir d'rabbanan. However, if a person is not sure about the metzius, even though there is a possibility, nevertheless, according to the Taz and the Be'er Halacha, if there's a significant possibility, it will not go on. If it's a significant possibility, the metal will not be forged. If it's a significant possibility that once he attempted to get out the flies, there won't be any flies in there, so then it's a safek psik reshe, and the Halacha is that according to the Taz, it's mutter. So even though we have Rav Shimon that's mater Dovr Shem Iskaven across the board, not like the Havamin of our Gemara, which seemed to indicate that Dovr Shem Iskaven Nisa Daraisa will be Osir Midrabban according to Rav Shimon, that is rejected La Halacha, as we point out in Shin Lam Zayin and from the Pashtus of our Gemara. Despite the fact that we have Psik Reshe, which is at least Osir Midrabban, nevertheless, we have a new category of suffik psik reshe, which according to the Taz, and it seems the Be'er Halacha, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions this in his new sefer, in the Hakdama to Meleches Machsheves, he quotes suffik psik reshe as being a legitimate heter. And we now apply it in terms of a sensor. If a person does not know for sure a sensor is going to go off, then he could rely on the idea that it's a suffik psik reshe. And if the Isser, and we have to add this, this is an important caveat, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a Savik Psik Reisha on an Isser Durabbanon, one could be Mako. If, however, it's an incandescent bulb that might go on, it could very well be that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one will have to be Machmir in himself Psik Reisha on an Isser Doraisa. Finally, what is going on? What is the difference between Savik Psik Reisha and the case of Dover Shein and Miskavi? So Rav Nevenzal explained a beautiful point, that when it comes to Dover Shein and Miskavein, over there, it's not clear whether the bench is going to make a hole in the ground. A Savik Psik Reisha, if you spend some time, says the Taz, and check if the flies are in the chest, then you'll be able to see. The halacha, according to the Taz, is not mechayiv you to be mevara. So too, when it comes to the sensor, you could have check before Shabbos, but for whatever reason you didn't. So, in terms of Dover Shein Miskavin, you can't claim that this is a Dover Shein Miskavin. Anything that's Shayach Levrure, then in such a case, is not considered Dover Shein Miskavin, and it could very well be that even if we're Mekel, like Rabbi Shimon says, Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter, where it's Kal Livrure, then the Heter Rabbi Shimon does not apply. So Rabbi Nevenzal points out that the Heter of Suffolk Psik Reisha is even if it was easy to be mevarer. Nevertheless, the Taz, the Be'er Halacha, based on the Ramban, allow for a suffik psik reshe, and therefore, if an individual is caught in a situation where it might be possible to be mevarer, but due to his actions, it might be inevitable that a malacha derabbanan will be done. If it's a suffik psik reshe, according to the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Tezayin Tezayin, is mutter. if it's a safek derabanan, an iser derabanan, that's at stake. Okay.